Thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR today, Sally.
Thanks for the invitation.
Now, what kind of support does the program offer to schools?
Yeah, look, the program is has been picked up by almost 500 schools now nationwide, and that's 500 schools and school principals that have put their hand up for access to our resources and support. So we do have a range of resources and supports available to schools to choose from. Like the joining of the coalition is voluntary for schools, so is the use of our resources and supports. So that ranges from everything from meeting with school leadership to talking about what the school environment is like and what issues perhaps the school might see happening in their schoolyards and classrooms that they think, we don't like what we're seeing, or we see some opportunities and we want to do something about them. So we do professional development with all of school staff to respond to those needs that have been identified by the school. But we also give ongoing consultation and advice to schools if issues come up. For example, if a young person is starting in school and they might be transgender, and we often provide a bit of support to the family of that young person, to the young person themselves, and to the school as a group to help manage that transition into school as positively as possible so that that student has a really great experience.
And so what are some of the most common issues that have popped up across schools that you're aware of?
Yeah, in terms of why they might seek the support of the program? Yeah, it's a good question. Look, there are a range of things. I mean, certainly research shows, and this is what we hear from schools all the time, is that there is very high levels of homophobic and transphobic bullying and violence in Australian schools. And unfortunately, that's shown to be continuing on to today. And really what schools are doing is saying, you know, we don't like what's happening and we want to change that. So they see bullying, they see violence, but they also see things like very negative language, which of course is a form of bullying too, you know, using terms like that's so gay and much more abusive things than that, of course. And really what's happening is that for same-sex attracted, intersex and gender diverse students, the research is really showing that there's high levels of absenteeism from school. They're not engaging properly with school because they don't feel safe. They're missing classes, they're changing schools multiple times in a bid to try and find a school that's more supportive. And they're also doing things which are pretty sad, like hiding at lunchtime and not going to the toilets because they feel unsafe. Mm. So they're the kind of issues that are coming up. But it's, I guess that's in the bullying space.
Yeah.
But certainly what we really are encouraging schools to do and what they're really keen to do is to really create an environment that is positively inclusive, not just the absence of violence and bullying, but an environment where children can come to school and say and feel, I can be myself here and people will really support me, and this school is actively and visibly supportive of me. And I think that's what's really made the big difference.
Mm. And what has the response been like from schools that are involved in the program?
Yeah, look, it's been a very positive response. Like I said, we've already got 500 members in just 18 months of the program nationally. The Victorian program, of course, has been operating since 2010, so it's certainly been tried and tested and refined over time. And so schools have sent in, we've just launched actually a testimonials page on our website, and I'd really encourage your listeners to check that out. There's wonderful testimonials that have been sent in by parents, by teachers, by principals, really talking about what difference Safe Schools has made in their lives. And there's some wonderful stories there. We've had a fantastic response.
And what is the website?
SafeSchoolsCoalition.org.au.
SafeSchoolsCoalition.org.au.
Yeah, so that's our national website. And what people will also see there are messages of support and the backing of a number of community organisations too. But in addition to them, a number of ministers for education and human rights commissioners making a statement about safe schools and the importance of this kind of support in schools.
Now, are you concerned about the review that's been announced, or will the program be able to prove itself?
Yeah, look, we are really looking at it as positively as possible. It is a chance for us to provide information about this important program and to show the positive impact that it's having in schools. But it's also a chance for us to provide evidence and facts behind the program and also correct some of the misinformation that's out there and misunderstandings about the program. So really we're looking at as a positive opportunity, I think.
And how do you think the review and how do you think that would directly affect school students who are involved in the program?
Look, I think, like I said, I think the review will help correct misinformation and help people who are involved in the review and reading about the review, I guess, to really understand better how the program actually can support schools. The schools that are involved in the program love the program, and I think that's because they know the program and they know the kind of supports and resources that are available. So I think the more people that can find out about that, the better, really.
And I guess, how has the program so far benefited students, both LGBT and not?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. We actually do try and use a whole-of-school approach. So not only do we do professional development with school staff and provide guides and resources for school staff, we also encourage young people to create change in their own school, to really lead the kind of activities that will create the kind of school that they want and they want to be in. So we've had fantastic responses from students for many years, even predating the program, but now we're providing some tips and tricks for them. So that's groups of students in schools that might be meeting specifically about how to create a positive school culture for LGBTI students and staff. But it's also groups that get together to look at a range of different areas that they care about. So they might be called an amnesty group or a diversity group, or they might be called a Queer Straight Alliance or a diversity alliance. So those students are really inspirational and they're doing wonderful things within their own schools to encourage the whole school community to get behind all of the school community members and make a positive environment.
That sounds really wonderful, and it would be a shame, you know, if the program were to be scrapped. How would this affect all the schools? What could happen if the program were to be scrapped?
Look, I guess we're not really entertaining that thought. Yeah. I think the review, I'm anticipating that because we know that the people who know the program do love the program, and I think the Minister for Education is, and also the opposition leader federally have both spoken very positively about the program. I think the more information that gets out there, the more people will understand the benefits of the program and the really important work that it's trying to do. And I think groups like the Australian Secondary Principals Association, Beyond Blue, Headspace, the National Peak Parents and Families Group, they're all the groups that have backed the program, and because they understand the program and they know how very vitally important it is to continue.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on to SER today, Sally.
Not at all.